age and where you were born?
James Barnes. I was born in Jackson County, which is Edmond, Texas.
Okay.
All right. And my age?
1906.
1906.
November the 14th, 1906.
You remember much about your dad and your mother? What kind of work did they do?
Joseph Barnes.
Uh-huh. That was your dad? Mm-hmm. What about your mom?
I'm telling you. Violet Barnes. B-R-O-L-E-T. Violet Barnes. I can't say it, but I can say it.
Yeah.
Barnes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did they do up there, Mr. Barnes?
Portland Barbershop.
You remember much about your grandparents?
Oh, yeah. My grandfather, Paul Barnes. Grandmother, Julia Barnes.
What year did you come to Kingsville?
I moved here. Now, you want me to say it this way? I started visiting here in 1990, staying with you. But from 1917, 3 or 4 months, 1917. But I moved here 1927. I've been calling this home since 1927.
What was Kingsville like when you first moved here? What are your memories of Kingsville on that day?
I appreciate that Mr. George come down, and I had to do it all myself. He didn't ask me nothing. I just had to think. Now, when I came to Kingsville, general officer who had a Humber building, over there, in that vacant room. Vacant lot there, and I can't remember what's there. But the general office was built while the Humber building in the Cornish. And over there on Fifth Street, the business place, as I can remember, was Shedless Lawnmower shop. That was the first building on 50 going north. Next one was Bill's Shoe, Business Club. The next one was Ben's Shoe, Cafe, called it the Ionita. The next building was McCoy. That was a confectionery. The next one was Hill Reese and Whitey Reese, tailor shop. And on going east was the Raglan building. That's clothing store, you know. And across the street, I can't remember the corner. Was it on that corner? I can't remember that. But over here, in the late years, the picture show. Then, Mr. Otis West had a little gold rush there, peanuts, popcorn, candy. And from there, Harold's Drugstore, it's down there. Next one, Mr. Hill Meat Market. The next one was a dry goods store. I can't think of that name. I know the name, but I can't think of the name. That's what Terry Fire was. And the next one, Lost White Kitchen. Then Cage Hardware.
Doing well.
Yeah.
That's and that was that's what was there when you first got here. Those were the stores.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, on the right, I told you the right one. Mm-hmm. Then Cable Hardware. Mm-hmm. And from there State Bank. And the next one was a little store in there. It was a favorite barbershop. Romite Shoe Shop. Weeks, jewelry store. And the next store, and I started to more within that since then, but back there, I'm trying to think of way back.
Mm-hmm. What were, how did those stores and those merchants up there treat blacks during that time?
Hmm?
How were blacks treated downtown during that time period? How did they treat blacks?
Fine. Mm-hmm. Fine. Mm-hmm. Always did. Mm-hmm. In this city, we've always been treated nice. Mm-hmm. In my days. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, sir. See, down here, the whites come down here, the white boys, in the daytime. Night, you come down here, I can whoop you, or you whoop me, or whatever it is, nothing said. Uh-huh. White town, same way. Treated good up there. Uh-huh. Night, if you whoop me, I whoop him, nothing said. Uh-huh. Mexican town, same way. We always got along fine. Uh-huh. No trouble. Uh-huh. I guess the gamblers are. But there's no trouble. Mm-hmm. There's lots of killing among black people.
Mm-hmm. Killing amongst blacks?
Mm-hmm. Not black, not white.
Mm-hmm. Over what? What were they killing over?
No, black kill one another. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's lots of killed on the railroad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of that. And the store, was a maker shop. Joe Lucas. And Echoes Dry Goods Store. Mm-hmm. 5 to 10 cent store. Edward Food Store. Across the street. Mm-hmm. Across 7th Street. And there's very little down that way. Mm-hmm. Wide. About 50 years ago. The rest of it was clean all the way to the courthouse. And that's why 8th Street wasn't nothing there. Mm-hmm. Right on the corner. Mm-hmm. All the way. Nothing. And the old Ratchmans, they were good people. Mm-hmm. Joe Keepers, Bob Mew, all them people, fine. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to use that word of mister. Call him by the name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way it was. It was just that way. Mm-hmm. Old man Trussell, he so watched me. Had that little horse. Mm-hmm. Got rich. The old Sims, he told me he started one car. Got rich. jury story. Granddad's wife's nephew, great nephew, got the jury story that night. Mm-hmm. He got rich. Selling and buying watches. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put this down. Make me go down and buy watches. Sign up for $90. So be back 15. For the cash. That's right. If he don't pay for it, see, go get that. Mm-hmm. He had to have it the way. Mm-hmm. That made him rich.
That's how he got wealthy.
Yeah. And the farmers, that little man Trussell, he wound up with a farm, and Mr. B.C. Brickton, mm-hmm. he was a multi-millionaire. Mm. He started with nothing. Mm-hmm. He'll tell you that, if he was living. Mm-hmm. And he's the one, when he died, he didn't pay you nothing for your wife. And people tell what he give. Mm-hmm. He give it all. Mm-hmm. But he made a good will. Every Methodist church, he gave them so many $1,000. Mm-hmm. Every Methodist church, his wife belonged to him. He didn't belong to no church. Mm-hmm. His wife did. Mm-hmm. And he's the one put in this. This money will be in circulation from now on. B.C. Bruce. Mm-hmm. That pool out there. That ground where that school is.
Down here at Douglas?
Yeah, over here. Mm-hmm. Every, all on the ground, where these churches is, these old churches, old man King deeded that time. Mm-hmm. King Star, Scott's Chapel, and there's two churches mm-hmm. on that community. Mm-hmm. But you've got to use it for church. The general office, ground out by the rumble is, had to be for the railroad. When the railroad gave it up, it goes like that and receive it. Uh-huh. Now the railroad ain't got nothing to do with it now. I'm about it. Uh-huh. And where this church here, the Methodist people give them Scott's Temple, thinking they were going to go somewhere else and build. And thought they were going to sell that church and ground up there. Mm. And dirt. Mm. So they had to build right there. And just give that church easy. Mm-hmm. Got the temple. Give it to them movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How did the black brakeman get a foothold in on the railroad here? How did that, do you understand or have you heard how that came about?
How it came about? Mm-hmm. Well, they tell me. See, King Ranch owned from water to water. For as you go this way, King Ranch got some. For as you go that way, King Ranch. And they couldn't get a right of way through the railroad unless they get motor. And they tell me that it rode up. That the only way the old lady would give them that right away was to block the way. Mm-hmm. Give them a job. Mm-hmm. That was told to me. Mm-hmm. She gave them a right away. Give them black a job birthday. Mm-hmm. But they tried to get them all. Oh, they tried. Oh, man. Couldn't do it.
Tried to get them off?
Well, I tried to get them off. Yeah, they got lawyers. They worked. And they had the back time. They didn't get it. Uh-huh. During this thing, integration, you know. Uh-huh. And, but they got it here for last. But it'd be here for last, I think. Uh-huh. They got it. Yeah, some of them got 10,000, some of them got 15,000, 20, 30, 40,000. That's it. Claude Holland down there, he got a bunch of money. All of the brakemen that got the little in on a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Yes, they got it. Mm-hmm.
That was for the money that they received was for not being allowed.
No,
to
this You see, what it was, I think this is what it was. A crew working on the railroad. Yeah. It's like an engineer. He made engineer. Conductor. See? Ready? Ready?
Okay.
Yeah, no. But anyway, they didn't want to pay him in that time. And I don't think they wanted that engineer business, that conductor business. I think all that was man up in there somewhere. But they lawyer went in these seats. Yeah, they all was. And when they fired one, the whole crew fired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all had a right. Mm-hmm. And they get along fine. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know about the CT of A and the Brotherhood? Did you ever hear those guys talk much about those two different organizations?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, sir. Really?
Okay.
No, no, I don't. Mm-hmm.
When you first came to Kingsville, and you moved here back in the
27.
In 27.
Yes, sir.
Was Kingsville an old West town? Tell us a little bit about Kingsville. What was happening here at that time?
Well,
people riding horses, driving cars. What was going on in Kingsville?
Oh, yeah, there's three or four down here had a car. Mm-hmm. I remember two having a car. Mm-hmm. And we could buy from Wesash back to Caesar. Mm-hmm. And from Fifth Street to Armstrong. Mm-hmm. That's all we could buy. Mm-hmm. We couldn't buy across Armstrong. We couldn't buy across Fifth Street. And I never did find out why. For sure. Mm-hmm. But many of them, they didn't know who this man belonged to. Mm-hmm. They had lawyers up overhead, right across the street where I used to work, digging out mm-hmm. who this man belonged to. Mm-hmm. Now, later they were over there. The house over there, she's 6 miles the country somewhere. Mm-hmm. She found her lane. Girl 14. She bought some of that 16. Mm-hmm. And lots of black people is dead. Got land over there. Mm-hmm. And that land was sold for $15-$20 an acre. Mm-hmm.
And this was where now?
Cross 14.
Cross 14th Street. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now that land is where Holiday Inn, an old man told me, white fella told me, that when he bought over there, bought that land $15-$20 an acre. Mm-hmm. And he say he sold that ground to the Holiday Inn. And he got the Holiday Inn and some more in there. Mm-hmm. More money than he ever had in life. Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And she got her money out of it. Mm-hmm. And she's up to the rest of check on it.
Just lost it.
And this was a good time running. Mm-hmm. Never was a person come in ragged and left ragged. Mm-hmm. He come in nasty, dirty, left clean. People back in those days loved one another. They did for them. Yes, sir. It was good to them. If they didn't have a job, they seen that they no fighting. No, they didn't bother with you. We had a sheriff here. Of course, I remember little Jim, but just lost his job. He didn't want to be good at that. Now, his daddy was involved in it. That family was involved in it ever since King was dead. And then the third Jim, he gave me that big money. He's just like a son of mine. Yeah, he signed me in and up there wanted me to put a badge on. Don't put it on the wall. He said, all right, Jim, I think somebody might take me to pistol and shoot me with it.
He wanted you to be a sheriff.
Yeah, deputy sheriff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
what year was that?
Now?
Oh.
Last year. Yeah, before last one. And I've been knowing him ever since his boy. Mm-hmm. And the family, they pretty much. And he didn't want the job. Mm-hmm. His granddaddy was there for years. His daddy was there for 37 years. And Jim, this was his fourth time. Going into his fifth term. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, Sheriff, will you tell me, it's none of my business, I said, but I'm going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell me the truth. He said, what is it, Jim? I said, you're running for sheriff, the man running against you. I said, number one, your wife didn't want to have it. Number two, your mother didn't want to have it. Number three, I said, my wife didn't want to have it. Number four, I didn't want to have it. I said, number five, I said, you don't want it. I said, he said, yeah, you're right. He said, how you know that? I said, it didn't work for me. I said, it didn't work for me. That's right, I didn't want it. I got nothing. He said, when I got that money, that's when I stood. Brought that plane down. But all that money, you know, they got off that plane. Mm-hmm. See, when I got that justice. Mm-hmm. And he tried to save these two black boys. He's out of the office then. Mm-hmm. These 10 boys. Mm-hmm. He talked to them and talked to them. He didn't want to bother. But he couldn't stop getting them wet back. Mm-hmm. So he said, give them a little time to make amends out of them. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't worry. Always innocent. So both of them, one of them's wife did right there. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's what I did. See, I could have done caught him. See, I could catch him lots of them. Mm-hmm. See, but I talked to him, tried to help him. But he said, now let's get it. Mm-hmm. So his name's not to him. He got that money. Now, if I don't go uptown, see, I go uptown about 4 hours every Tuesday and Saturday. If he go by there tomorrow and I'm not there, he'll be here.
He'll come by your house?
Oh, yeah. He's going to see what's wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's really, really nice to me. Mm-hmm. Well, all that is. Mm-hmm. All that is. I retired with records. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's it.
You retired from the Kingsville record?
Barbershop.
Oh, the barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I retired from nothing. Mm-hmm. I first retired, this is better than 50. $50 a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I got. Mm-hmm. $50 a month, and I could work 30 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could work a half a day. Mm-hmm. For my boss, he said, and they made me do it. Did you reach your mom?
Have you seen Kingsville change much, Mr. Barnes, since you first came? Has it changed much?
No. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it changed a lot. And, oh, yeah. Right now, too, the people, take the white folks, they don't change. Mm-hmm. They all change.
Mm-hmm. They're all the same?
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. you know, with black people, they're going to be party.
You know, they're going to be what?
Yeah. We ain't going to tell too much about that. I find out in my days, mm-hmm. I be uptown, mm-hmm. sitting out there, hear good, you know, and I hear a lot. Mm-hmm. You know? A man told me, this boy's daddy, but I'm just talking about little Jim Scarpa. Mm-hmm. His daddy told me a long time ago. He said, they talk about you people pimping. Mm-hmm. He said, you told me something. I laughed at you because it's true. Mm-hmm. So you say, Jim, Mr. Scarborough said people talking about pimping. I say, you don't need no pimp to find whiskey and find gamblers. You don't need nobody to tell you. Uh-huh. See, I was dressing in. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother was dressing heavy. Uh-huh. And some of the barbers. Mm-hmm. I said, it's easy found. He said, hi. Why you say that, Jim? I said, after hours, if you want to find the bootlegger, watch me and Jesse, Rodney Hollerfield and Buddy Mill, that bunch, to see where we go. He laughed. A few years later, he told me, said, you're right. He said, Jim, all it is, all I know is what the people tell me. Mm-hmm. See, I don't know nothing about what's going on there. See, my wife knows. Her maid. Mm-hmm. See, the maid comes and tells her, and she tells me. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I get it. See, but I already know. See, but that's why my wife tells me when I come. Now, we had a little rubbers in the church up there about 6 years ago, two deacons. Mm-hmm. And when I got to work that Monday morning, the judge, he called the law, and I was there. The judge asked me first thing I want when he walked in, he said, Jim, what happened down there? Changed things yesterday. I said, what that? I was right there. He said, what is the matter with Jay pulling me now? Two deacons. I said, I don't know what happened. I said, well, they had the law down there. I said, maid told my wife that. That's the way to find it out. Mm-hmm. That's why they know all about our business. Mm-hmm. See, if you want to know something about me, ask the neighbor.
Ask who?
Yeah. If you want to know something about that neighbor, well, ask me. Uh-huh. I know more about it than you. Because mm-hmm. I don't get in on it, but that's the way it happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My folks, but you go to Hispanic man, a woman, and the Mexican lady be living next door. Mm-hmm. You go there and ask, and you tell me why. Gonzalez leave. But if he know you, he tell you. Mm-hmm. But if you know him, he'll tell you. Mm-hmm. But me, I live right there. Man, I'd be going out to kill him. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. They go right there and knock on that door. Mm-hmm. Nobody answers me. They come over here and ask me if they're home. Yeah. I said, I don't know. You just left there.
Well, did we ever have problems with the Ku Klux Klan, the Klan here in Kingsville, Mr. Bond?
It wasn't bad here. But it was bad at my home one time. Mm-hmm. Edna touched it.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have it here in Kingsville?
Oh, I didn't know nothing about it. I heard them talking about it. Mm-hmm. Not my day. Mm-hmm. Not in my day here. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know nothing about it. Mm-hmm. But they tell me at my home it was bad. And the old man, King, he was pretty rough. Mm-hmm. But the Ku Klux,
what made Mr. King rough? What made the old man King rough? What made him rough?
What made him Rich, you mean?
Rough. You said he was, you heard he was rough?
Well, he taken his country from Carpenter's all the way back.
Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's different. You buy a bunch of people. You take your heart. Buy a bunch of charters from me. Bunch of change. Take your heart, show some more. She was pitiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this old lady came with her in her car and ride the and that body got there. Mm-hmm. I get a phone and they check on some people. Yeah, so you take this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You said I used to have the house guarded with machine guns.
Right. Mm-hmm. You used to have a permit to go out there. Upstairs, I get a permit to go out. My daughter's mother was the first black that ever worked out there. And the way she was out there, and out there, she was working for them. They moved out there. They built a house out there. It was after we married when she moved.
This was your daughter? You were really afraid they'd kill you?
No, I wasn't scared, but I just didn't want to stay out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she stayed out there most of the time. Mm-hmm. But after we married, she never stayed out there now night. Mm-hmm. No, they are. They say he take this country. See, this was from Corpus Christi to Brownville. It was Mexico. They tell me he's from Mexico, from Corpus Christi back. Mm-hmm. So he take me. That means his gang, you know. They say he take me. They say he was rough. He might tell a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Working for him, you know. Yeah, they say he take me.
Did you ever know of any other blacks working for the ranch? You just didn't hear of too many blacks working out there.
One.
Just the one. Why was that? Blacks weren't interested in ranch worker.
Mexican. Mm-hmm. Wetbacks. Mm-hmm. They wetbacks out there now. Mm-hmm. Well, they got others, but they got wetbacks out there. Did you know Nancy Nelson?
Yes.
Her father. First black ever worked on the King Ranch. And that was years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that was 80 years ago. Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
John Henry.
Mm-hmm. Was he a cowboy out there? Or?
I don't know what John done. I imagine he was. He come out of Goliad. No, Missouri. And, I mean, well, it had to be about 70-something years. Because mm-hmm. he had a son. And he hadn't seen that boy. And after his death, the boy found his sister. He come in. And they touched the spit of his death. And they found John's age. He didn't work about 6-7 years overtime. He worked for the railroad here at the playhouse. Mm-hmm. That Mayo. That's the only black. Well, two women, our brother worked at the ranch. Daughter, brother, they worked at the ranch. That's their name. Mm-hmm. And back this way, after you leave Ricardo, you don't know of a block. Worked at the south of the Lagoon. No black people. Joe Howard told me, now Turcotte did ranches down there. That's where Turcotte got that shit on.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Howard told me he was going to work for him. After his son-in-law, so his son-in-law, he built that funeral home for his son-in-law. His son-in-law killed himself before he got his bill. And Joe Howard told him, told me he was going to work for him. I said, no. Oh, yeah, I got the job. I said, no. They don't work like that. I know them all down there. Go over right.
Mm-hmm. And they don't work black people?
No, they like them all. They just don't like them. I never worked down there. Mm-hmm. I never know down the way down there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're speaking of Turcotte. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. He got a big ranch down there. Mm-hmm. See, Turcotte place. Mm-hmm. See, he was the only son that the man Antony Turcotte had. And he named after that.
Mm-hmm.
And Turcotte in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Lee Litton. The other Turcotte boys, they all down there.
Mm-hmm.
Got big ranches.
So did Mr. Joe Howard ever get a job with them?
No, he wasn't there. They liked it, they're good people. But I never know nobody who worked down there on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I never know what to work there.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys. See people down this way, and I'm out by all the cowboys, no cars, no black cowboys down here. I want to know how to get on horse. Now, I used to be when I was home, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of riding.
Mm-hmm.
Riding Jackson County, back in there, from Victoria back, down
mm-hmm.
from Inferior back,
mm-hmm.
a lot of ranching. But not here for us. Now, and I tell the people about being a white folks, I love people.
Mm-hmm.
I make a difference who he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's been white, black, no, I just love people.
Mm-hmm.
I get along with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they visit me.
Mm-hmm.
I visit them. And they see me at the hospital. Now, I would go to see my people, but I don't have transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no transportation. They send me out there, and they put it out about, I go see the white folks, but I don't go see black.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make it plain to them. The white, come by. I see me up there, I said, Jim, so you know Mr. So-and-so, you know so-and-so in the hospital? No. Yeah, he's out there. When can you go see him?
Mm-hmm.
Almost any time when I be by and pick him. They come get me. Take me out there. I don't care if they're in Corpus or Ryan. They come get me and take me to women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But y'all go to the hospital and I'll ask you how the people getting along. You know, I ain't got no way. You want to take me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the woman up there, her family. They're Rosses. I almost raised that boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I need the porch out here. And I asked him, could he find somebody there? To put my porch on last year.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, yeah. He come out and put it, him and Ruskin come out and put it on the set.
Mm-hmm.
And that saved me $4,500.
Mm-hmm.
His grandmother and her lifetime. Anything we wanted, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere I want to go on the weekend, me and Mama, like San Antonio, Houston. That's your business.
Mm-hmm.
She'll take us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If she don't take us, her son will take us. He's grown now.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid, he got grown kids. That little man, late grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
And that boy, daddy, he's sitting there with him. I take care of him when he was small.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a kid. And lots of people here like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't forget me Christmas. They come far and near. Since I retired, they don't know where I live. And they go down and see the barbers, all my old barbers are dead.
Mm-hmm.
They could tell them something. When they go down and see them barbers, they don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just there 4 hours Tuesday, 2 hours Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't say nothing. They don't know where I am. Sometimes they find me.
Mm-hmm.
And they come bring me Christmas. I signed 5 generations.
Mm-hmm.
franchise that is in every name.
Well, what, you had the railroad for blacks here in Kingsville, you had a shop over there, and very few blacks working for the King Ranch. What did the rest of the blacks do in Kingsville for a living back during
that
time?
That's what they did, worked at the shops. In 75 to 80, worked at the shops, railroad breaking, mm-hmm. cooks, filling station.
Did you have much gambling, prostitution in Kingsville?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of gambling. That's why the children come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of gambling. There used to be lots of gambling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was, see, that the railroad shop, they burned down once. You couldn't stay in the house. Mm-hmm. You got shot during that time with some Weesides. Almost Armstrong. Mm-hmm. It was that big. Mm-hmm. They built it up again, and it was a little over halfway. And it was hundreds and hundreds of people. It wasn't but about three or four working general office there, Johnny. Mm-hmm. I worked that little bit. My brother was there a long time. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them was brakemen and more shop workers. Mm-hmm. There's lots of people working the shop. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, wasn't that best for them to do. Mm-hmm.
No. So how did they survive? If there was nothing else for them to do, how did those people survive?
Well, I think we couldn't cook. Filling station, maybe two or three work filling station. Mm-hmm. Three or four cooks. The rest of them were brakemen. Shop workers. Mm-hmm. All the old timers were shop workers. The young bunch of brakemen. And a few old time brakemen. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, that's what a big time that big business here once. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, there's lots of people. I didn't have nowhere to stay. Mm-hmm. The houses was from Third Street to this street here. Mm-hmm. Fourth Street. That's in this section. That's a very few houses. People now know where to stay. Nobody wanted nothing. Some people, some of them old brakemen were renting when they died. The young brakemen, they didn't want to build. I bought a place here, this was Callboy's home. And him and Lewis Nelson. There's about 10 people here on the home. They didn't want nothing. I'm a summer great, nice card, man. Really? If it wasn't. Now, this was told to me, and I think it's true. Mm-hmm. If a brakeman worked from Brownville to Houston, he had a wife in Brownville. Mm-hmm. He had a wife in Houston. Mm-hmm. One at home here.
Wife
had
a wife or a woman in every
one of them. One of them was his wife, and the other was his stepwife when he was when he stepped. One was his wife, the other was stepwife when he stepped out. Somebody else stepped in.
Now tell me, Mr. Bonds, What would the women do if the husband was leaving?
When he stepped out, somebody else stepped in. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the way it went. Yeah. For a long time. They didn't, I'll tell it now, because it ain't nothing but fun. But many years, they'd laugh at me around here. Say, you know, I never see him. I see these other boys going to the picture show and taking the girls here and taking the girls. Never say they called me Red, you know. Mm-hmm. And the other boy, they called him Yellow. We were so blunt today. They never see old Red with no woman, and they never see him. And sometime I'd be sitting up there laughing, and some of them would know it. And he didn't know I'd left his house before we got in.
Well,
That's right. Yeah, he called out, I come in. That's the way they done, that's the way I did. Yeah, I didn't have to write. No. She give me their money. Yeah. And that's what I couldn't understand about these brothers. I've been through so much love with them, but husband out there working hard and giving her. She said, well, he's giving his money to that and over there. How come I can't give you nothing? That's the way it went. I'm telling you, they went with something else.
There was something else.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'd be on that lady's house, he'd come to my head. Say, what do you do for a woman? I never see a weak man, he ain't home.
Did they ever get caught, Mr. Bugs?
No, this was a funny time, brother. All they wanted.
You didn't answer the question.
What did you say?
Did you ever get caught?
No. He didn't have time to touch me because he already gone. He take a vacation. I sure got mad. Go get nothing. But all I had to watch out for him was ours because he's going up there to gambling. He's going to stay out all day, all night, but I didn't take that chance. And I had one. This is the truth. I had to marry to get rid of her. She'll tell you that. I had to marry to get rid of her. She wanted to, I'm up there shining shoes, making 30 cents a day, and that man railroad making plenty of money. And she wanted to quit her husband for me. I said, oh, what am I going to do with you? I ain't making no money. I had people told her she moved, they moved to Houston. She come down here and sent for me. I'm married now. Shoot. But he's old. He get killed out on the railroad. We do this, we do that. Shoot. She died before he did. I'd been starting out there with the bag.
I still knew that on TV. I'd go out there. Yeah, they said all of that. If you happen to say
and get a little warm in here.
Don't you know you on tape, you better quit
that. and get warm in here.
Oh, it done got warm. It done.
Y'all ain't answered me.
I told you it done got warm.
Y'all on holler. Y'all on Santa.
Oh, it's okay, Mr.
Vaughn. No, which is bad. Y'all come around. We don't have a place to come. Let this white folks mess me. I don't know what mess me. I don't know.
Any here in Kingsville, do you ever have any bordellos, like houses, madams, you know, the houses of prostitution or red light districts in Kingsville?
Well, no, sir, and yes. But the first carver was here. That's this boy's grandfather. He was tough on me.
Who was that?
Yeah, tough. He was rough.
Did you understand what he said?
Yeah, red light. But it wasn't, you know, it was it wasn't just straight out, you know, but we had them kind of people here. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. We had them kind. It wasn't wide open.
Mm-hmm. But nobody had a house, and everybody knew that. As matter.
One woman.
Don't go no
way. One woman. Mm-hmm. And she got a woman. She see the woman what killed your friend from up yonder. Now, she had a house. Mm-hmm. That's the only house that I know about. Other than that, wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And the old man, he, if you come in, a woman come in, he'd find out where she went. And they had way, you know, living with women, you know, shocking them. But he checked on that, he'd get them out of bed. Yeah, he had to see their license, you know. This woman, she had a house down there. And the woman was found dead in her dad's house, that little house down on 4th Street, 3rd Street, two-story. And her face was across the street. And they found her dead up there.
The woman killed
him? Yeah, they thought the men killed him. Now they beat Barney up, tried to make him tell it, but he never did tell it.
Who beat him up?
The Lord. Mm-hmm. Some, he had some deputies here, and they took him out there and seen right by. So they thought he had killed him, mm-hmm. but they didn't tell him. But he know who killed him. Mm-hmm. He know the woman killed him. Know the woman run the house, he know that woman killed him, but he didn't tell him. Mm-hmm.
And, the woman that ran the house here in Kingsville?
Yeah, she the one killed the woman. They know Barney know him, but Barney wouldn't tell him.
Who was the woman that got killed?
She was a girl from Brazil. Beautiful girl. Young woman. She couldn't hardly tell from a white woman. She was beautiful too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was down here with that other woman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she dated an old man. I know she must have given him something. He's right there cutting the yard. He just dropped in here. He went up there and told him, he killed him. Sheriff put him in the car, put him in the car, take him up the road and told him to go. Yeah, but Buddy, he come back. He got all right. They thought he was dead. They walked on the left and take the gun. Thought they beat him up. And they wanted to have something to take by. They take the gun and laid it down there by him. Yeah, finally reach for the gun. Mm-hmm. You know, they gonna shoot some more, but finally wouldn't put it. Mm-hmm. He didn't lay there, dead. So Buddy, seeing that they were gone, he dragged himself to the highway. Mm-hmm. And somebody picked him up and tried to bite us. And he went down and he found somebody. And they taken him to Rothstown. Somebody gave him some money, and then he went to his home in Louisiana. And he stayed up there, but he got in shape. And they called him back to work. He was scared to come back. Mm-hmm. But the Lord told him to come back. He wasn't on fire. They were surprised when they saw him. They thought he was out there in the 5th Street. Mm-hmm. But he came back, he died last year. Mm-hmm. And he come back there and went to work. But they didn't know he did.
Trying to get him to tell.
Yeah, they thought, yeah, trying to make him tell it too. They know he knows. They know he knows.
Did he know?
Yeah. But he wouldn't tell. He wouldn't tell. Well, I guess if they told that, a woman was going to kill him. Yeah.
She would have killed him.
I'm not sure. She wasn't up there. I know the woman's name. But she left, yeah, she never showed up.
She left Kingsville as well.
She dropped it in and opened up that house. She was down in this part, but she moved out. Wasn't no more houses down there. She. Her name was Ruth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, it's always a good time. And I tell them, wasn't with two people at the bottom, and it's two people happy over integration. And they tell me, I thought, that's the reason they say they like me in the church or in the streets or in my house or at their house. Mm-hmm. I'm just Jim. Mm-hmm. I'm telling them where I go. I'm Jim. And I tell them in the shop at a sense integration. I say, y'all, you might not, but the majority of your people thought that we wanted your women. I say, you had it backwards. Your women wanted us.
talking about the white women.
White women, yeah. I said, white women want that. We want them. Some agree with me. Some won't. I said, if you think I'm lying, I said, come down there and I'll show it to you. I said, they ain't up here. I said, they down there. And I say, it was two people on the bottom. That's me and the white woman. I say, we were. We were, never was free. White woman and black man, we never was free. I said, but the women and the white, black women, the white man, they free. I said, you do anything you want down there. Mine, nothing said. Does not say nothing. But if I look at yours right hard, I said, you kill me. I said, your women is happy. And I'm happy. I said, Jim, I don't know where you got it from, but you damn sure too. It's true. It's proof.
And you still believe that?
Huh?
You still believe that today?
Yeah.
That the white man and the black woman are free?
The white man and the white man and the black woman free. The way they hate. No noise, I touch a man with my foot. Nothing said. If they might lock me up, fine. But if they touch me with his woman, they're going to kill me in a big trial or be run out of town. See what I mean? See, me and this white woman, we're not free. It's a big rigmarole over there. But if I catch him with mine, let's see. Ain't gonna get killed over it. Let's not kill him. Law ain't gonna have nothing to do with it. No.
No. Did you see much of that back during your day? White woman coming down here looking for the black man?
Did I see much?
Mm-hmm.
My first stepwife was a Mexican. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean stepwife?
When I step out, somebody will step in. We had got about 5 years. Wasn't no loose black ones here. Bless you. What many black people here? Mm-hmm. With families. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were mostly single.
Mm-hmm. With a few children, you know. Mm-hmm. They didn't bring no children. They didn't have no children.
How did children from mixed marriages fare? If you had a black woman give birth to a black woman having a half white child, were those children accepted pretty well? Let me mention some names to you and share with us the first thing that comes to your mind. Will Thompson.
Will Thompson?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say about him?
What comes to mind when I mention that name, Will Thompson?
Well, now he was a smart man, mm-hmm. Will Thompson. Mm-hmm. He would run out of every town that he was ever in but this one. Then he was put out for right. Mm-hmm. He was hung. Important thing. They hung him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would talk with his people. Mm-hmm. A white fella was going with a black woman. That's what he was hung. Mm-hmm. And this white man come in, and this black man was in the house. This white man jumped on this black man. Mm-hmm. And this black man shot him. They put the black man in jail. And they sent him to the pen. Mm-hmm. And Will got hold to it. And he knows who to write to. And he wrote. When it come back. And his white folks wanted to know what business did he have doing what he did. He had a right to. See, Will was a good friend of mine. He was deep and we used to take care of him. See, I had a right to. So I was with his race. And he was at that house. That man jumped on him and he shot the man. He didn't kill him. He shot him. Y'all did that man 10 years in prison. It's not right. They locked him up. Taking him out. Honey. But some man come along and throw him a couple of ropes. For about a time. He always had a business. He had to leave his business. Or either went to Bay City. Same thing. Run him out of Bay City. He went to San Antonio. Run him out of San Antonio. So he was right here. The mayor wasn't doing right. He got Mr. Laws to run for mayor. And, Mr. Gould told him he was going to kill him. So he walked out, told Mr. Gould. He said, I lost. If you don't kill me, 3 years from now, I'll say I'm running against you again. So he got Bud Brown in him. The next 3 years, Bud Brown wins. And anything, it's like people, they're Social Security. All different things like that. You went to him, you get a run around, a mess around, and things. He knows what to write to. Mm-hmm. And it's like this, what is that horn?
NAACP.
NAACP. Mm-hmm. They say they don't know what they're doing. But Will did. Will know it all into that. NAACP. He can help you. He knows what to write, but Mr. Horn, he don't know. He was doing what somebody told him. Okay.
Well, that was my next name, Woody Horn. What comes to mind when Woody Horn. What comes to mind when I mention that name?
Well, see, he's the head of his ear. Mm-hmm. They tell me he's the head of his ear. Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to help people. Mm-hmm. Supposed to do something, but he don't know. Mm-hmm. He don't understand. He walks through it. He didn't give himself heart trouble. Mm-hmm. That's what that's done. Mm-hmm. You got to know what you're doing. They had a meeting over there at the Corpus. They had his men going with him. And I told Howard Nelson, I said, y'all going over there. I keep putting the chase off about this street. This third street over here. I said, y'all ain't doing nothing. I said, Mr. Horn, he's working hard, but he don't know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's putting it off too much. How y'all going to Corpus? I said, ain't nothing done. All right, the last meeting they had, they didn't get the street through. Mm-hmm. And I asked Albert, what did y'all say? What happened? He said, Jim said, you're right. See, all we know, we didn't get street through. Mm-hmm. I said, what kind of meeting you have? He said, nothing. He said, they just told us we couldn't get street through. Mm-hmm. He said, he asked Mr. Horn. He said, Mr. Horn didn't know that. Yeah. He wanted to do it. I joined him. I give him my money. Me and Mama's money. They heard nothing of it. I wrote. I called him, asked him about my car. He did it next week. He did it next week. I never get a call. Mm-hmm. About 5 years, he wrote and told me I was behind with my dues. I said, what dues? I said, I ain't got no car there. I never get no car. Mm-hmm. So I don't hear much of it now.
How about Ray Young? Ray Young.
Oh, he died. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What comes to mind when I mention that name? Was he a businessman here in Kingsville?
Ray. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just had that hotel, that big rooming house. Mm-hmm. He was just a Berkman. Mm-hmm. Good man.
Yeah, okay.
He had that rooming house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a good man. mean man, but he was good. Just straight. People say he's mean, but he was really just straight. His wife, she's still here. Yeah, Ray had to quit her up. Stayed sick a long time.
How about Mr. Wickham?
Oh, he's gone. Yeah, he stayed down 15 years. Mr. Wickham gone. Yeah. Mr. Wickham, where's Austin's? He went out to his son. He died out there. They're working. I don't believe there's no old timers living here. How long you been waiting here?
I left in 62.
Ain't nobody here. Mm-hmm. You remember me?
Yes.
Yes. Not all. Rupert Dunman, mm-hmm. Isaiah Weathers, mm-hmm. We all called him Zeke. Mm-hmm. All them, they know. Cornelius House.
Can you remember any of the black businesses around here? Any black businesses? Who owns and ran some of the black businesses? What can you remember about those?
You know, that's what I never could understand. One time we had a grocery store here. Yeah. And that man tried. He had the biggest grocery store, one of the biggest stores in the kingdom. But my folks ran it. Couldn't make it. More? Mm-hmm. Used to be right on the corner.
How did they
learn
it?
Credit with Bing. Yeah. See, his brother had the pool hall. Mm-hmm. See, he lived right there. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't in on that. Mm-hmm. He was brakeman. And him and his brother, him and his other brother, all them did. Jim Moore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this one had the pool hall. He sold it. That's the only one living there. Horn living, Busby living, just is. John Barn living, he just is.
You're doing well. You're doing well.
Yeah, they nobody. Mm-hmm. They all gone.
What about Mr. Campbell?
Oh, he brought up over there in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. What you think of that? Right up in the restaurant.
Somebody at the Campbell, Papa.
Huh?
I was talking about Annie Campbell and Mr. Campbell that used to run the store.
Yeah, he's gone. Mm-hmm. She remarried. Mm-hmm. She married Jesse Lewis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who were some of the prominent black families when you first moved to Kingsville?
W.J. Wilson. And I think it wound up being Joy Pullum, but I ain't heard no other. Yeah, Wilma been dead a long time. His wife too. Tom Lee Griffin, he dead. Him and his wife. He was preaching when he was, you know, used to stay out in the field. All them dead. Yeah. Sam Summers. He found his wife dead Friday morning, Sunday morning. Yeah, they all gone away. But I tell them if I know where I'm going to do it, I wouldn't go around that place. I ain't no good. I can't do nothing, but I like here pretty good.
Do you recall back in 27, did blacks go to visit the doctors? And if they didn't, how did blacks deal with illnesses and sicknesses here in Kingsville?
How did what?
When they got sick, back in 27, 28, 29. They go to the doctors with the...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, that's what I'm saying. There's all brakemen. And they had that insurance. Mm-hmm. They go to the hospital. Oh, yeah. Take care of.
Were there any home remedies practiced back during that time?
Yeah.
Wives and grandparents have? What were some of them? Can you recall them?
What if we?
Some of the old home remedies. Remedies for illnesses. headaches, stomach aches, diarrhea.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know of any of them being sick. But, Rasafroni had cancer. I can't remember what it was. But most of the brakemen would kill one that going real in old age. I know one old one. Younger than me. See, I'm 82. Jay's in his 70s. No, I wasn't much sickness in him.
What about family feuds? Did you see much feuding between families?
At this late years. No, I wasn't none of that. Nothing to see.
What about the relationship between blacks and Mexican Americans? How would you characterize the interaction between blacks and the Mexican American community? Has it been one of getting along good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm fine. Yeah. You bet.
I'd like to go back just for a second. We're talking about black businesses. Do you recall the day and night, and Mrs. Irene, Dora,
yeah.
Those people.
They're all gone.
Yeah, I understand they used to run a taxi up there.
They're all gone. Mm-hmm. But you know, she at one time had plenty of money, brother. Mm-hmm. And she finally bought a place down in Brownville. Was you here during that time? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had a baby and the rest of them. My niece threw away all our money. She had her on her bank. Mm-hmm. My daughter, her niece, named Ann. Mm-hmm. Come to find out that woman didn't have a quarter. Mm. All that money she had. She had plenty of money. And she'd have been in bad shape if she had bought her taxi.
You talking about?
Irene.
But he asked you about.
We were talking about Miss Irene and Miss Dora and their business.
Mm-hmm. And, see how Charlie had that day and night. Mm-hmm. And Wickham, he had a little place. He had a little grocery store there on Wayside. Mr. Wickham did. Mm-hmm. And Celestine, she had a place there on Wayside. For Andrew, you know, Andrew, he got burnt up like Christmas. He stepped on something hot there. And I got his boy too, but he's living. Mm-hmm. But he's in bad shape. Mm-hmm. He's off from some school or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I'm saying. There's too much here. No. Oh, I'm telling you. We ain't have nothing down here. Mm-hmm. We ought to have one of the biggest grocery store, dry goods store, picture show, and everything. But all they wanted was the money, drinking. Running around, gambling. Mm-hmm. Mr. Amos Hayes, he wanted a business, but nobody would cooperate with him. And that boy, the one that, I don't know if he was a freshman, entered in college or coroner. He did. He died in prison. Amos Hayes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he died in prison. Mm-hmm. She would call one big Amos and one little Amos. Yeah, he died in prison. Mm-hmm. This year, that's a few months ago. There ain't nothing to old time living. And they just didn't want nothing. Yeah, we didn't have a grocery. Well, we had, Miss Campbell had a nice grocery store, small. Jim had a big grocery store. Mm-hmm. Campbell had lots of money. He sold a place on 14th Street before he died. Had plenty of money out of that. About $50,000, $60,000. He'd been trying to buy some of it. did, but he wouldn't say it. I see he got his foot cut off, his leg or something was cut off. He couldn't keep out of the store.
What are your most fun memories of Kingsville? When I ask you fun, what sticks out in your mind is bringing you the most happiness thinking back on those old days?
Well, tell you the truth, there wasn't any. Mm-hmm. But that's like I'm telling you. No wife for your children. Go to church at Sunday school. No amusement from nobody, nothing. No. No, sir. Nobody goes, sit down, read books. No library, nowhere. Uptown, nothing down here. Mm-hmm. They can get mad if you cut the kid in the bill down. Where are you going? That's all they had down here. No Wi-Fi.
Who was the first black teacher in Kingsville?
The first teacher?
Mm-hmm.
The first was Miss Parmo. She might have been the first one. Professor Moore. Number two, I remember. Mm-hmm. That's back in 23 and 4. Mm-hmm. Professor Moore lived there. His house right on the corner. That was his home. And I don't know where I made Paramount live. But that's back in the 20s, early 20s.
Yeah. Let's go back for just a second, Mr. Muggs. We talked about black men, white women, white men, black women. Did white men come down in the quarters very often looking for black women?
If he did, he was drinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't hear of that.
I really didn't have too much of that. The last one I know of being down here, you remember Frank Henry?
Uh-huh.
Were you here in his days? James Chase?
Uh-huh.
Well, the last one was down here that I can remember, that's been about 10 years ago. Uh-huh. Right longer. One come to Rupert Dunham plays, looking for a woman. Frank Henry went and got James, but James went and got Frank Henry and told him, wait there, wait, I'll go get you. And they told him, hey, this is, and they called him.
They did
beat him up? Oh, yeah, they hooked him. They beat that man. And that's the last time I heard of one being. Yeah, that's why then was such a.
Now, Mr. Buzz, I'd like to ask, go back and ask you, did you ever marry that woman that wanted to marry you?
Who? Frank Henry?
No, that woman that wanted to marry you. You said the only way you can get rid of her was to marry her.
The one she's already married.
Okay, but you were saying that was the only way you could get rid of her, was to say that you were...
I had to marry her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to marry her. Yeah, the woman wanted me.
Did you marry her?
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she... yeah, she come down here from Houston. Told her, I don't know. Went as far as I could go. Lucky I ain't even got killed. Still with you. Hello. All right, man.
Well, Mr. Bones, we certainly appreciate you taking your time. I'd like to ask you at this time, is there anything that you'd like to talk about that we haven't discussed at this point? We've taken up a lot of your time.
You can say it enough.
He said enough.
I'm laughing too much.
Yeah. That my fun, yeah.
Listen to this tape.
What did you say, Mom?
I said, oh, my little guy is so good. I said, if you happen to pass before me and I get lonesome, I can go out there and hear you talk.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about? Share with us. If you wanted people to know any one thing about Kingsville that you don't think they know, what would it be? What would you want them to know about Kingsville and the black community?
Well, I don't. I used to. I got a book there. I don't know, it's somewhere here now. It's about like that. It's here somewhere. I'll be here to you. And they come from the Clayberry Band. And I helped out with that book, but I can't remember the name now. And I can't.
Did Jenny bring that book back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that book been here. Yeah. And old times, you know. Lots of the old people. Yeah, that's right. For my time. And president of the bank. His wife gave it to me. Yeah, this is always a good town. People treat you good. Well, some of them made it a little bad for themselves. But the people treat you good. Yeah, nobody had no trouble there. My trouble went on here, they buried on the cell. Yeah, sir.
Okay, well, we're going to turn it off here, and thank you very much for the interview.
You're so welcome. I wish I could think of a lot to tell you, but I can't get things together like I used to. Now I've had them come to the shop, and I could, much younger then, and I could think of a lot to tell them, but I can't do it now. I'd like to, wish I could remember.
Well, you've done extremely well. We appreciate you taking the time.
Well,
talk with us.
Mr. George come down. He's a college professor. I can't think of his other name. He spent about an hour and a half with me a few weeks ago, and he called back to come back. But that day, he called, we had a funeral, and I couldn't be here. He wanted to spend about 2 hours with me. But I told him to come any other time. But he had a little vacation there, and that's when he wanted to come. But I hope he didn't get me wrong. But Skillix Deuce, Annabelle Deuce's husband, he was buried that day, that evening. The time he wanted to come, that's the day of the funeral. And I couldn't. And I ain't heard nothing from him since.